Well, thank you, readers. So I want to start today, Trinity Sunday, with the epistle for today, which is printed in your insert from Romans chapter 5. I'm going to be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. I'm not sure what version that is. Do we know?
Which version? The one that's in here?
Yeah, the one that's in the insert.
NIV.
Whichever version, they're very similar in the translation. If you have a Bible that you prefer to read, you can look in it. That's fine too. But Paul is talking to us here about the Holy Trinity. Being it's Trinity Sunday, I think that's probably a good place to start. So Paul writes, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." See, Paul is explaining here the relationship that we have as believers, the relationship we have with the Holy Trinity. He's saying that by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, that is, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all, he writes. He says, "We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise." That's a nice image that Paul writes to us there. And he says there's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us. Does anybody have passionate patience in the middle of their troubles? Because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, Paul says. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. That's a great image. This relationship we have with the Holy Trinity causes us, at least it causes me, may cause you to, I hope it causes you, to reflect on just how great are the magnificent grace and mercy and love of our Creator God. As our psalm said this morning, if you look back at verse 3, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them?" I've always wondered that. Have you wondered that? I've often wondered why God cares for us so completely. It really is kind of mind-blowing how a great big God of the universe has the time or the inclination to pay any attention at all to ordinary beings such as ourselves. And yet, Scripture says that He created us in His own image and likeness, that He made us only slightly less than divine. crowning us with glory and grandeur, and that he's given us dominion over the works of his hands. And then he gives us all these examples. He's put all things under our feet, all sheep and oxen and beasts of the field, birds of the air, fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. All of his creation he has subjected to us. You know, if we could boil that down to just one phrase, I would say that in his majesty, he's given us dignity. I think I'll say that again. I like that. In God's majesty, he's given to us dignity. And that right there is the heart, that's the meat and potatoes of the relationship that we have with the Holy Trinity. That God the Father loved us so much that he sent his only Son, God the Son, to die for us. And God the Son, after his resurrection, he ascended back to the Father, and the Father and the Son sent to us God the Holy Spirit to dwell with us and in us as believers. And it's this indwelling of God the Holy Spirit that transforms us and transports us in a very real sense into the midst of the Trinity, into the midst of the mercy, the grace, the protection, the provision, and yes, the dignity of the Trinity. Dignity. Dignity is important. Your individual dignity is important to God. Not only that, but the collective dignity of human beings is important to God. Why do you suppose that is? It's because it is undignified for eternal created beings like you and me to be held captive to the depravity of sin. It's undignified for beings created in the image and likeness of God, beings who were modeled in the perfection of God, to be slaves to sin. It's undignified. It's undignified for God's people, people of the resurrection, the people of Pentecost, the people of the movement of the Holy Spirit. It's undignified for us to engage in all manner of activities that are outside the will of God, outside the abiding in the Spirit. But because of the righteousness, holiness, and majesty of God, where we once were lost to the indignity of our sin, we now are dignified in our purity, made so by the love of the Father, the justification of faith in Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a familiar hymn about the majesty and divinity of God and the dignity of humankind because of our relationship to the Trinity. You'll recognize it when I start to read the words, and let me tell you, if I sung them, that truly would be undignified, so I'm not going to do that. But listen to the words as I read them. You'll recognize it. The title to this hymn will pop into your head immediately. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And when I think of God, his Son not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bear, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and lead me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow with humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. See, majesty and dignity. The majesty of the triune God and the dignity that we have when we're in relationship with Him. And so what I encourage you to do this Trinity Sunday, this Father's Day Sunday, go from this place into the community that surrounds us as people dignified by God, people dignified by our abiding in the love of God, abiding in the hope of Christ, and abiding in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Trinity Sunday is about. That's what abiding in the Trinity is about. Because the Holy Spirit abides in you, you have an invitation, an open door, into the throne room of God, where you can be in the midst of the Trinity. And all you have to do is look up and pray. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.